Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. You've come looking for the spectacle, and you found the spectacular. That's right. Welcome to the Mega 64 Podcast. Woo!
I am your host, Derek Acosta, and I'm here with four lovely gentlemen here tonight. Garrett, Sean, and Rocco Bodie. How's it going, fellas?
I'm ready to dig into the rootinest, tootinest, podcastinest cast this here side of the Mississippi.
Cowboy. We've got the cowboy. Yeehaw.
Everyone's a different role. Okay. Garrett is the cowboy.
Okay.
Sean is the...
Australian. And if you think... Wait, no. Fuck. If you think this is the best podcast in the world, then you'll be right. 100%.
Fuck. You got it.
All right. That's 100%.
Yo! Oh! Fuck you, Rocco.
I think your Padres hat may be on a little too tight.
No.
And Rocco's character is...
The cool French assassin.
Okay, so say...
Oui, oui. Monsieur... The Grim Reaper is here, monsieur.
Putain. You know what that means?
No.
He spit upon the ground at you, fool.
Everybody out there speaks French. You know what putain means.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Does it mean theme song?
Yo, welcome back. Hot Sunday night here. It's actually
blazing
cold.
Hot. Oh.
Cold Sunday night, but when you lay eyes upon us, suddenly the temperature starts to rise.
Yeah.
Your blood starts to boil, the heart starts palpitating.
Yeah, your palms sweat.
And so we are talking about a figurative hotness, a sexiness.
It's like a hotness force field.
Yes.
Arousal. Erection.
Yep.
Erection City, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. We'll be your tour guides through Erection City for the night.
Welcome to
Sean,
the town.
He surgically removed his ability to have an erection.
That's not true.
Because
I can still have an erection.
He has so many kids.
Has anybody ever done that surgery?
Got rid of
that. Because obviously there's birth control related surgery. Okay, but just, I don't want to have an erection.
Like unisex.
No interest in that.
I think removing your testicles, doesn't that give you testosterone that you wouldn't get an erection? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That's what you did.
Okay.
Tell us.
Now I'm... Okay. Let's go a little deeper into this.
Let's go.
Okay. So you're thinking right now, people, like, they're castrated in some way. Or they have their testicles
In some
removed.
Way.
Their testicles removed, and then they're no longer... Maybe they don't have a sexual interest anymore. They can't... And you said they wouldn't get an erection,
I said maybe.
But then what about... You guys, all you guys watching this, this is just for the men right here watching. You know when you're driving in a car sometimes and it's like vibrating.
Oh, yeah.
And you just
on the way
get
to school.
One. Yeah. And
every
you just
morning.
Get one and you're not even, it's not even from anything. It just happens.
Yeah.
What about that? Wouldn't that still happen?
I don't know. Maybe
You know, that doesn't happen to me.
I think
if you're the type of person that happens to, you're a sicko.
You're all perverted up.
You've got like some sort of sexual
love driving
addiction.
Ooh, loving cars.
That was a gag in a Family Guy episode. They ride a motorcycle together, Peter and Cleveland, and then Peter goes, "What?" And Peter goes, "Oh, sorry, the motorcycle was vibrating or something. I don't know what. Fuck that show."
Do you remember when Disneyland used to have the Matterhorn when it was swallowed seats?
Oh, yeah.
And there were no divisions
I do.
Yeah.
In the seats? I remember in eighth grade, this story is not going to be good for me, but I'm going to share
it. It's an awkward eighth grade interaction.
I'm going to share. I wanted to ride Matterhorn, and the only person who'd ride it with me was my best friend, Damien, who was a guy, and we didn't have a discussion, but I felt like we were both mentally thinking, like, all right, so who's going to be in back of who? And, there's going to be a lot of jostling around. What's going to happen if I poke my friend with an accidental boner?
Right.
Oh, no.
It could change the whole dynamic of our friendship.
Yeah.
These are the things.
Did anyone get poked?
That, you know, when you're 12 years old, this is like the height of drama and existential crisis in your life. What if I get a fake boner for my friend and then it's, you know, friendship over?
Yeah.
Now it's a relationship.
How do you explain? Can't explain that.
Anybody else ever?
Well, I mean, one time I was in class. You know, I remember like in class in middle school, all of a sudden you would get a boner for no reason. And you would like
not want to get
no reason. Was it no reason?
There was no reason. Like I'm just like reading a book or just, like I'm like watching this
kind of book?
Lecture. Oh, okay. And it's boring.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck? Why?
Rage.
Yeah, why? Hormones, you know, that's how it goes.
Puberty.
But I also remember my teacher's like, okay, so Sean, I need you to come up to the front of the class.
Yeah,
and I had one at that time.
Oh, you gotta tuck it under your belt.
Yeah, did you know the belt trick at that point?
Didn't know it yet. So I just was like, I can't go up to the chalkboard right now. Why not? I feel like I'm going to throw up, so I just feel like I shouldn't move.
Good out.
And then she's like, she should go to the nurse. I'm like, well, I think I'm just going to really close to throwing up right now, so let me just...
Hey, you know what?
Not go, please God, give me a minute.
I want to give a tip to our main demographic, as Garrett has said in the past, is 13-year-old boys.
I study the demos.
Don't know if that's true, but if it is, I want to give a tip to everybody, all the 13-year-old kids at home, when you're in that phase of your life, when you're getting uncontrollable boners, confidence is sexy. There's nothing people respect more or resound to more than sheer confidence. So if you're in Sean's situation and the teacher says you got to come to the front of the classroom and you go, I can't. And the teacher goes, why? Just go, I have a giant boner right now.
I don't.
And I'm not comfortable just swinging this D around all the way up to the front of the class.
Might knock over some water.
Knock over water, pencils. That's an expensive calculator. That thing will definitely be dropped on the floor from my stiffy. So call on somebody else, teach.
Well, then after like it went away, I obviously wasn't going to throw up. But I'm like, well, I guess I got to go to the nurse now and pretend like I'm going to
live the ride.
Oh, no. Did you go through with
all
that?
Yeah, well, I mean,
oh, my God.
I told the class that I was sick. So I'm like, okay. So then like it was gone. I'm like, okay, I don't feel good. So I went to the nurse, and she's like, you don't feel good? I'm like, no, like, I guess horny. I'm going to throw up.
I feel.
Do you want to call your parents? Like, no.
I feel real Randy nurse.
I don't want to call my parents. I just want to go back to class. Fuck this.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's been a bad week.
Has it? Wait, hold on. Speaking of boners,
speaking of
penises,
yeah,
Nintendo has just unveiled Luigi's penis this week.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what was this?
Have you guys been following this story?
People kept trying to link me to something.
I avoided that.
Say it ain't so.
Why would you avoid this? Breaking news. I posted this on my Facebook. I thought it was an Onion article, but no, it was a real article. And the headline read, Nintendo has unveiled Luigi's penis and... people are going nuts.
Right. Now.
Which, nice pun, daily.com.
wait a minute.
So, there's a new Mario Tennis coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They've released a screen cap of Luigi in shorts with his tennis racket, and he has a bulge. He's got a bulge in his pants.
So there's a visible dent.
There's a bulge
sticking out of the fabric.
So as it was a few months ago when they unveiled Mario's nipples.
Yeah, they're getting into the sexual organs.
Yeah, and you know, there was all this feverish, oh, they can't do this. Ah, just like people going crazy about it. Now they have shown a bulge
Dude.
That would suggest the presence of a wee-wee.
Yeah.
On Luigi.
Like you said, once the nipples thing happened in Odyssey, it was a matter of time.
People
we're
going
to get all the erogenous zones.
People have been doing all this math, sexual math, and they have actually calculated...
Sex math.
I've seen the numbers, the statistics. They've calculated Luigi's penis size...
Oh, girth and everything?
...to be 3.7 inches flaccid.
Okay.
He's a grower, not a shower.
No, but for hit, for that character, that make that's a good
I mean, he's really short, so that's...
You know what somebody said was like, I was talking to this at a gathering earlier this weekend, and they said, well, Luigi, I would expect to have the longer unit.
Because he's taller.
Because he's taller. Yeah. But then I went classic, you know, middle school logic, you're either like this or you're like that. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You're either a short guy or a tall guy.
So yep.
This is Luigi.
And it's even an L.
And that's Mario.
Oh.
Did you guys ever hear that?
I never heard that.
You never?
Right, I heard that. Yeah, I've never seen that comparison made. I didn't like it.
I'm not a weirdo because I didn't make that up. So if you're thinking sure you're I'm weird, blame it on my classmates.
You're not a weirdo. You're just at a gathering talking about Luigi's penis. Last night.
This is the number one video game Oh, you're talking about outside of this
podcast. But yeah, you were at some gathering, apparently.
Talking about is one thing. The guy who did the calculations is the guy who really we should be looking at.
True.
Here. Whoever that was.
I'm sure it's somebody who lives in Arizona.
You know what? I think you're right.
Arizona's weird and kinky.
Yeah, they are. Every time we go to the Tyocon out there.
Well, we were told that Arizona is the kinkiest state of the union.
Whoa.
And there's more sex toys per capita sold in Arizona than anywhere else in America.
Well, what the fuck else are you going to do there?
It's hot.
That's true.
You're going to stay indoors with the AC and fuck.
Yeah. That's the best place to do that, Arizona.
It's good cardio, yeah.
More serial killers, too.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm going to watch.
I'm just making
nothing else to do.
It seems to me every episode of Dateline Murder Mystery I watch takes place in Arizona.
Yeah.
So. I've been listening to this new podcast called Case File, and it's hosted by an Australian guy who just like reads like front to back like the whole story. It's like super in-depth about like a certain murder or whatever. Huh. It's really good. That's why my Australian accent was so good earlier. There's a lot of him.
Oh, that's where it came from.
Yeah, but I've been a lot of the murder mystery shit, and it's gnarly.
Crikey. Sean.
Yeah, but it's a lot of it is in the 80s. I feel like the 80s is like a real fucked up time. So.
Well.
Yeah, before DNA and stuff like
I
that.
I think that every time is a fucked up time. It just takes a while to catch everybody.
Mm.
I'm sure there's fucked up shit going on right now.
It's just cyber.
As I speak in this very moment, and it just has.
They on the set.
They haven't been caught yet. It's going to take 20 or 30 years to get the whole story.
Cyber shit.
It's going to take 20, 30 years to make a podcast about it. But once they do, a lot of people will subscribe and they'll
figure
it out.
Making the podcast is fast. Getting the facts is what takes time, okay?
Yeah.
Police work.
Hmm.
God bless our men in blue.
Enough murder. Let's talk about what was really sad this
week.
Toys R Us is shutting down.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I was doing a tribute to the police, and you want to talk about toys?
It's a thin blue line.
Yes.
Make buy toys, too.
Oh my God! They're gone, or they will be.
Is it official?
Scale.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think they finally said they're closing their stores.
I heard that news, and I was like, I gotta find every single Toys R Us gift card I have right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And use all of them. I found $80 worth of gift cards.
Really?
Yeah, you really did. House. So
that'll get you like three toys at Toys R Us,
right? I went to Toys R Us and I walked through the doors. So I was like, I was with Lennon and I was like, this is kind of sad. Like, I loved this store as a kid. This is her, she's not gonna remember this, but this is her last time here. Like, I can't believe it. Especially the one that I went to was the one I went to as a kid too. So I'm like, man, I've been here forever. And then I'm walking around kind of feeling like a little bummed out. And then I look over and I see all these adults, like five of them, pushing each other away to get like the exclusive pop. That like Funko Pop that they had, and I thought, fuck the store. You know,
that's not the store.
You know, I know, but
they
like,
do that at those people do that at Comic Con.
Yeah, that's just people.
But I was just like,
you know, people equal shit, as we all know, as Slipknot famously said. Hey, I go to Toys R Us, and it's fucking expensive, and I'm not surprised that they're going out of business.
So this is what I was gonna say. I was really surprised because when they announced all this, I saw a lot of that were like they should have lowered their prices, and I. Never encountered that. I was surprised by that because I never, anytime I went there for stuff, that was the one place that had a normal price. If you found it, back in the day, if you found shit at KB Toys, it was way more. It was probably 50% more.
I worked there. They had a very
went out of business.
High market.
But Toys R Us was always the one that had a normal price. You know, and if you went to Walmart, maybe it'd be a little cheaper. But Toys R Us always had good prices for it. And then as I went into this more, or looked into this, I found that a lot of people, I guess what I realized was, is the only thing I ever went there was collectible stuff. You know, it's like Power Rangers or Star Wars or whatever. And from what I understand, the prices on that stuff stayed pretty much MSRP. Like, just pretty much what they were supposed to be, they were. And it was only really other stuff, you know, that basically actual kids' toy. You know what I mean? Like
bikes.
Yeah, bikes and
trains,
Barbie
and video
shit.
Games,
yeah.
Legos.
No, but, you know, Moana shit and stuff like that. Apparently, that was all a lot more. And I never knew that until now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what anyone was talking about. But then I realized, well, I only ever in my life went to Toys R Us for like three things.
Right.
And those things, I guess, weren't that affected, but the other
you know,
stuff was.
The bigger
so
the,
that blew my mind.
The bigger
I didn't
the
know
store,
that.
The more infrastructure you have, the cheaper you can make your stuff. So I think Toys R Us was bigger than KB comparatively.
Yeah, so
but now Toys R Us is smaller than Walmart, Target, and Amazon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Number one retailer. So they just – you can't compete when big guy comes in.
Yeah.
Move over, little
when
dog.
When I was at Toys R Us, they had – so there's one thing called an LOL doll. I don't know what that is. I looked at
lots
it.
Lots of laughs.
Yeah, well, I forgot that. They they had them at there's a sign for them. They're sold out. They were $70.
Whoa!
For a fucking, I'm like, what the fuck?
Is it like a Furby? Like it comes? To
I don't know. But
shit?
Then on Amazon, it was $35 when I saw it. So it's like,
wow,
whoa!
Yeah, that's what. That's what I learned. That's what I learned this week. For stuff for younger kids, non-collectible things.
Yeah.
I guess they were a lot more. I never knew that because I always thought they were the good guy with that. But that's shitty.
Toys.
Good guys
now.
Out of business too.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a proposed law. The toys are too damn expensive law.
Mm-hmm.
No toy should cost more than $20. There, I said it.
I think that's a good rule of thumb for normal toys.
Yeah.
I'll make an exception for if it's, you know, some of the shit, like the thing I had on my wrist the other day.
That cost more than $20?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But that was made for it was in a black box.
It's die-cast.
It was a fucking collector's thing. You know what I mean? It was done. They knew who was buying it.
It was in a black box.
No, you know what I mean?
I paid extra. I got the black box.
No, but you know what I mean? It was done for like, hey, an older collector is going to buy this. So that
wear it all week.
Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's for kids. Like, let's be fucking real here.
I'm talking specifically, I'm calling out you, Lego Millennium Falcon.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Legos.
Yeah.
What the hell Legos. Is going on there?
Their price is just
Legos
all around
gone ridiculous,
crazy.
Yeah.
It's, on their website,
it's
everything.
Too crazy. I think if it costs more than $20, legally, you shouldn't be able to classify it as a toy. Become something else at that point.
Speaking of Lego, I've never paid for Legos on my... I've never been a big Lego guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got them for Christmas a lot as a kid, but I never really was into it myself. And now that I get older, there's a lot that are made for, again, like collectors.
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law's way into it.
Yeah. So I remember being... I think I was in Anaheim or something. I think I was in like downtown Disney. They have a Lego store there.
Lego store. Yeah.
And I think I was there when they put out the like Ghostbusters like fire station. And that was so I don't that must have been I think it was hundreds.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there was a line down the block for it. They do make things that cater to that, you know, whatever. And I just remember seeing that and just like, oh my God. Like, I suppose that'll be cool when you put that together, but I am outside the Lego thing.
You know what?
But I was just going to say, they got me this week because this week they put up an image for Tron Legacy Lego set that's coming. And I was like, fuck, they got me.
Oh, yeah. So rockers into Legos.
That's
now.
The only time that's
Light
ever
breaks.
Happened.
I think this, speaking of Legos, I think this is the first year in many, many years where Lego actually didn't sell very well. I saw this article where the company was like, yeah, we made too many Legos this year. And we basically just have warehouses full of Legos that aren't moving, and we don't know what to do with them.
Make them cheaper.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
The impression
I'm sure they will, actually.
The impression I get, because, you know, again, I'm in on the toy shit all the time, and I read stuff online, whatever. The impression I get is people are just sick of their shit. That's the impression I get. I don't know if that's true, but I just feel like the overall thing, people are like, this is hard to get. It's expensive. It's this. It's that. Please, like, you know. So yeah,
too high maintenance.
Some people out there, you know, might need to change their tune a little bit. And maybe, and Toys R Us did too late. But yeah. But at the same time, they got bought by Bain Capital, who has dumped all kinds of debt shit on different companies. And there's a whole, you could read about that for hours, about how they've sunk every company they bought and, you know, whatever. So it's not, I don't think it's necessarily all that there isn't a place for Toys R Us anymore. A little bit of it is that, but a lot of it is the company.
I'm going to clear out the rest of my night.
Let's do it.
Read all about that.
I'm ready to wrap this up.
Get deep on the Bain Capital scandal. No.
But anyway, but still sad. It's still sad. It didn't really, you know, a lot of the stuff that I get, they'll make exclusive to Toys R Us, and I wasn't exactly stoked about going there. And they wouldn't give it a release date, so it's like, everyone check your Toys R Us this Friday. I really have to go here. And I'd go, and they wouldn't have it. Oh, come back tomorrow. And it's like, I'm in my fucking 30s, and I have to come here every day to get this thing. Like, let me order this online, please.
I want to call attention to your homemade Steve Jobs shirt.
What?
Did you...
I noticed that at the beginning of the show.
Did you, hold on, did you flip a Mega 64 shirt inside out and then write that in Sharpie?
I bought this.
That's official Apple.
Can we get a shot of that? Close up of that? You bought that?
Yeah.
What is that symbol underneath Steve Jobs?
That's whenever Rockless has the signature, he always has that symbol.
Yeah, it's just a little
signature. It looks like a broken fork.
He's done that since high school. The little like weird looking S thing with two lines in it.
It looks like
needs to call attention to that.
A couple of curly pubes.
Yeah, maybe it is. Whatever. It's what Steve left behind. It doesn't
I noticed that ever since we called you Apple Cuck about a month ago, you've been sporting a lot of Macintosh shirts.
Yeah. I just throw on whatever's in the closet. I don't plan.
You just randomly choose.
I don't plan.
I just, you know, whatever.
This was
first on the
this
rack.
This was unplanned.
Yeah.
It's kind of whatever he washes in
is
what
that,
order.
Is that really? Am I correct in saying that's an Inside Out Mega 64 shirt?
I bought the fucking shirt at a clothes store.
I don't believe
Jason Cryer picked that up for him on a trip.
Yeah, at the Apple campus.
You know, it looks like it's choking you a little
bit. It does look a little tight.
It looks like it's choking you a little
That's
bit.
That's how he Steve died.
Lift up the back of his jacket.
That's how Steve
Hold
died.
Hold on. Wait, lift it up. That's a Mega 64 shirt. Yeah. Yep. No, the design's on the bottom.
It is.
That's how Steve died. He choked, and
that's
I'm honoring him.
That's the mask.
I hope that
that's how he died. He said, I don't know what to do after iPhone 4. Do me in, Tim.
I agree with the chat. Someone says it's a cry for help, and I think that's what
this is. Tim was like, all obliged. You're really, I just think you're going to love this. You're really going to enjoy it.
Oh.
What? That's what happened.
I know.
Jesus. It's history. Get used to it.
It is.
Anyway.
I saw Ashton Kutcher in that film. It was... moving.
Ashton Kutcher, again, just want to recap, in the Steve Jobs movie, has a great scene where someone asks him about a font, and he goes, pack shit up and get the fuck out of my office. That's Ashton Kutcher as Steve Jobs.
Well, that's Rocco.
He says that to Wozie.
As Ashton Kutcher. As Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Well, I think, if nothing else, I can say your penmanship is getting better.
Thank you. Thank you. I write more than I type nowadays.
It's paying off.
Going back.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, I didn't have anything else to bring to the table other than the Toys R Us thing. I've just been distraught all week. It's been upsetting.
There'll be other online retailers you could still use for any future, you know, Gold Leaf.
And those exclusives are going to go somewhere, Rocco.
Yeah. So they will.
They'll go to Walmart
or Target. You know, WonderCon, something like that.
Yeah, I'm bummed because a lot of the exclusive stuff. Now, Hasbro owns a lot of it now, and Hasbro is the hardest company to get stuff. I can usually get exclusive stuff at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
fairly easily.
Oh yeah.
But when Hasbro has it, they like it's like they're masochistic. They are like, yeah, go camp out on the by the bay by the bay for 6 days, and then we'll give you a lottery ticket where you might be able to get a fucking clear Obi-Wan. Nah,
you know this whole thing with Toys R Us, because I'm seeing a lot of people are upset about it online. Oh no, my childhood. This is the same shit that happened with Conan O'Brien. You're all upset that Toys R Us is going out of business. They're going out of business because you stopped shopping there 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody who's like, oh, I can't believe they're going away. When was the last time you were in Toys R Us?
Well, that's what's funny is I've had like 8 people say that to me. Like, you know, I heard Toys R Us is closing. It made me sad, so I went and visited it. And I couldn't believe that a year ago. So I couldn't believe it was like it was untouched. I mean, Rocco, when was the last time you were there? I was like, I was there 6 days ago. I was trying to find, they still got shit that no one else would get. So I,
Rocco is the only one who has earned the right to mourn Toys R Us.
I would go every 6 months, but not more.
I was
going to
say they would get video game deals. They would.
Oh yeah,
they had deals that would every now and then that were like, oh shit, I'm going here for that. So it's. I don't think they're entirely, there's certain stores like Circuit City, when that closed, it's like, yeah, you had no fucking place anymore. Like, that, end of story. Toys R Us had some good shit. They did have some good shit. I'm not saying, like, you know, how could this happen necessarily, but they had some stuff that was worth checking out every now and then.
It's just like Conan O'Brien on the Tonight Show. People were so upset. You took the Tonight Show away from Conan. Well, his ratings weren't as good, because... you weren't watching the show, so
yeah.
You know, support what you love before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know what? Let's get right into it. Yeah. Mega 64, baby. Shop.mega64.com. Yeah. There's no better way to segue into a sponsorship than that.
Yes, that's true.
Gotta support what you love.
Yeah, get the merchandise. You know what? Check out our Patreon.com. Check out our Patreon.com. go to Patreon. Look up the Mega 64 Patreon. Help us out. We got a lot of stretch goals there. A lot of things we want to accomplish with your help. Don't let us be the next Toys R Us, okay? Because when it comes to that, it's going to be too late to save us.
Yeah.
So,
By the time people see this on YouTube,
we
will have a new friend dimension on our Patreon where we play Fortnite.
Cool.
And I just got
Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
Ty.
Drake was the biggest Mega 64 fan. A lot of people don't know it.
He is no longer, though.
And I said, would you play with us too? Because you played with somebody else. Please Ninja, or whatever his name was. And he was like, yeah, are you the guys that did that Haunted Wii skit? And I said,
Yeah.
And he was silent for a minute and he went, That was the best. That was the best. Best I ever watched.
You went back to Drake's first song.
That's what he said. Don't shoot the messenger.
He had a new song come out like 2 weeks ago.
Was it good?
It is.
Not as good as that one.
It's on the radio. Number one.
And guess what? When I called him, you know what he said? He said, you just called me on your cell phone. So anyway, check that episode out because you'll hear him do all that. I recorded it all.
You'll hear him do all that.
Check it out. Anyway, check that out. But you need to go to the Mega 64 Patreon to get access to Friend Dimension. It's a good show. So if you're not watching that, you're missing out.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're watching this on Twitch right now, who knows if they've unsubbed you? You get a free subscription on Twitch every month through Twitch Prime. If you have Amazon Prime. But who doesn't have Amazon Prime? Get Amazon Prime. And then you get a free subscription on Twitch every month. If you haven't done it already, click the button on ours. Give us your Twitch subscription for the month. Helps us out. And it also gets you an ad-free experience and all the icons and things like that. You're going to look like a pimp in that chat. So,
you know,
a chat room pimp, that's the best kind.
Best thing to be.
Best kind of pimp.
That's the most
digital
dangerous.
Digital pimp.
In a good way.
Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Mm. Oh, can I say one thing real quick before you start that?
Sure.
Just to end that part. If you're watching this and you want to see what our plans are for PAX East and also get a glimpse at upcoming Mega 64 designs, some clothing designs, some more upcoming, you know, stuff that we're going to be releasing, tune in to the end of this program at the very end.
Tonight?
We'll go into all that. Want to let everybody know.
Tune out now and then come back.
You know, if that's more your interest, but just letting you guys know, tune in.
Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
I took the opportunity to remind everybody, anyone I could, that leprechauns are real and that one was spotted in Mobile, Alabama. Let us never forget.
Oh, yeah.
Who all seen the leprechaun? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Long time since that video came out.
My theory was it was a shadow.
Could be a crackhead. That got hold of the wrong stuff. You know what? It's been so long since that video came out.
I just watched it.
There's a whole generation of people who are not familiar with the leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama. Do yourself a favor. Look it up. And then There is a whole slew of Leprechaun remix songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not just
I want to know where to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, not just I want the gold, give me the gold. Yeah. There are like 10 of them.
Oh, so, a whole series of them just based off that video?
A whole slew of wow, Leprechaun awesome. Remixes. That's one of the greatest news clips of all time.
I think that might be my favorite.
I think the news is too serious all the time. Every now and then pepper in a story like that, and then look at the attention that it gets.
I don't think the news is serious enough, frankly, and I'd like to take this moment to get political because this is our chance to stand together.
We as a nation have been divided, and as we all know, divided we fall, united we stand, and I am here to support Prop 633. Against no longer will we fund children's healthcare or music classes.
And I just want to say, fuck the kids.
The kids have become a tax on the United States. It is time for adults only.
To fuck them?
You heard... Garrett?
I meant that. Yeah, I meant that in the figurative.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I meant that in the terms as in, why don't you go and fuck off then?
Not every time the word "fuck" is used, it means what you think it means.
Well, that's.
Wait, excuse me.
I think if you're a real American, we'll get back to Rocco in a second. I just want to say, if you're a real American, if you're a real patriot, and you want to play your patriot duty, play your part in history. The next time you see a child on the street, go right up to them and say, "Why don't you go and fuck off then?"
Hugo.
And Hugo was a movie that did star a child, and that is a reference to the children that should not be allowed to not go and fuck off them.
Sorry. I think I've seen Hugo if there's one movie I've seen muted more than any other movie, it would
Sasha
be Hugo.
Muted
on mute
on airplanes.
What movie have I seen the most unmuted? probably Willy Wonka or Star Wars. Muted, I'm gonna say Hugo by
Mine is
Martin
Mr.
Scorsese.
Popper's Penguins.
Yeah, or that, or that. Oh, yeah, there was a time where for like 2 years we flew any trip we flew on. The airline would play Hugo or Mr. Popper's Penguins
Didn't
on the TVs, and I would never plug my headphones in. I'd be like, "No, you can't keep playing this."
You know what? Like everything now on airplanes is like, "Oh, you can stream on your own mobile device, and you can choose from live TV."
Yeah.
Fuck that. Show me a shitty movie that I would never see otherwise on a plane. I miss that. Like, am I the only person who thinks that's fucking awesome?
I only would use my own screens. So, in a sense, no, I would rather have something I could use. I like having my tablet, my phone. So, I prefer that.
Yeah.
But now that it's all gone, I will say there is... I do miss the element of, wow, I would never, ever watch this bullshit, but I had to.
But here we are, and I'm not watching Mr. Popper's Penguins again.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but
I kind of liked that idea. And, like, you can still, on your phones, you can still download things from Netflix and then watch it on your phone if you want. If you choose to do that, you can still do that. But, American Airlines,
Sean's
give
a Luddite.
Me some shitty movies.
It is
Time
funny.
To move forward,
it
Sean.
Is funny, though, how planes... It was like none of them have screens, you know, whatever, maybe one, you know. And then, planes are getting more advanced. Ooh, this plane, every seat has a screen. Oh, my God. Oh, and now things advance more and more. And it's, take the screens out. Take them all out.
Yeah, but you know what? Like,
how did that happen?
We've passed the peak and we're into the decline. Now they took your screens away and the dogs are forced to be put in the overhead compartment.
But that's a good thing,
where they are
though.
Killed.
That's a good thing, though. The dog, too many dogs.
I have allergies, so get them up there.
Yeah. But put the kids up there. That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is we have the most. They should. But we have the most advanced screens ever in our own possession.
Right.
So it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm watching stuff on that anyway. So I don't have anything lost from that. But it is just weird visually looking at a plane that we got to a point where they all had screens and now they don't. Well, just mentally, that feels weird.
Loved the screens. I loved when I could scroll through 100 movies you had on there. Like, I watched Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I'd never seen it before. And I really liked it. And I was like, well, I'm here for a couple hours. Let's watch this movie. Yeah, I don't know. I really like going through, what do you got for me? And then I choose a movie. That's the best, and now it's gone. It's gone.
So what must it have been like opening up that overhead storage compartment?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Retrieving your dog, which you've probably, I heard. Hey, okay, so in case you missed the news, I believe it was United Airlines.
Yeah, of course it was United. Yes, of course.
last week, maybe 2 weeks ago at this point, forced a family to put their dog in the overhead compartment for a 3-hour flight. People on the flight said they could hear the dog. Oh, and I gave a warning out. If you're sensitive to a dog dying in a movie, you're turn off like, the podcast right now.
Say no movie. Like
this. It's about to get grim. So they heard the dog barking for about half an hour.
That's what I heard too.
No. Yeah.
Then silence for 2.5 hours.
Oh, he finally calmed down. He went to sleep.
So what must that person be thinking for 2.5 hours? Like, yeah, I haven't heard my dog for a while.
Why would the stewardess make the lady? I've never heard of this ever happening.
No, I've never
happening.
Heard of that either, yeah.
And I read this.
Why would you go through with it, too, as the owner?
Well, here's the thing is I heard the lady was with a 6-month-old baby and a 3-year-old kid and having by herself with the dogs. She had her fucking
Let
hands
me answer
full.
Garrett's question. Why would you go through with it? Because you've seen what American or what United does to people who fucking don't comply.
The cops are going to shoot
the
your daughter
cops are
off
coming
the plane.
In and break your nose with an elbow to the face.
But how did
drag
the dog
you out of there with handcuffs on?
And didn't you hear that they made her carry the dead dog off the plane?
Oh my god.
They made her take care of it. They said, you have
but
to handle this.
To be fair, she got a voucher.
They give her a voucher?
They, you know, free flight.
Are you serious? Okay.
Up to $150 for a ticket.
But what you brought up, though, it just cracks me up because it's like at all the bad press they got last year, and it's like they got together this year and was like, okay, I don't think there's any topping that. Are you sure? I mean, dogs?
I got an idea.
Oh, puppies.
You
I
know,
never thought
I've been
about
reading
that.
These stories that people don't care in movies if a person dies, but it really upsets them if a dog does. All right, we're going to make new policies targeting dogs.
Yeah, all press is good press. Let's do it. Okay. And then they did that. They sent another dog to Japan instead of like Ohio or something.
After this, it came out that like I guess the animal fatality rate on United is way higher than all
other
airlines by like 25%. Crazy.
How did the dog die? I mean, it
fucking jostling around during turbulence and shit.
Well, you've
do
seen.
You think,
you've,
do you, yeah. What? I mean, it sounds to me like it was just terrified for a half hour and then like had a heart attack.
Inside the
owner is pressurized.
Oh man!
Wait! Pressurized like the cabin is pressurized.
Mm-hmm. So it's airtight.
The
I didn't know that.
Cabins are airtight.
That's what I read.
Now I wouldn't think it. So it wasn't a lack. It wasn't suffocation. Well, oxygen.
Well, maybe once they closed the door, it's airtight. So like the oxygen, he ran out of oxygen in there, and then, he died.
I don't know.
Sad day. I thought it was funnier when I jostled myself all around and, you know. Like,
Like, I mean,
that's so fucked up.
A jostling might not kill
making
you.
Making her carry
would.
The dead dog out, too. That is such a fucking slap
in
the face.
Well, who else is going to do it, though?
The stewardess who made the lady do this?
She's got two kids there with him. They could grab one side of the cage.
Yeah, here, hold your dead dog.
Hey, help
the kids take it. Come on. It's time to teach these kids a little bit of responsibility.
Teach them about life and death.
We don't want – what comes after millennials?
Willennials.
All right, we don't want lazy willennials, okay?
Yeah. I want to say just two things about this. One, we should give full disclosure. You know, sometimes when people talk about companies, that it might be a sponsor for their podcast or something. They got to disclose it.
Yeah.
It's actually the opposite for United. We do not fly United. We have avoided them. Even before, which is funny, even before all this bad press
which has
lately,
been a lot,
years before that, we vowed to never fly United because we've had multiple incidents losing shit constantly. They have the worst rate of lost luggage. So we were having issues with that. But then the last straw was then we flew to PAX East 1 year, which was it's a very important show for us. We can't not go. And they randomly decided to remove us all from the flight.
Yeah.
If you remember that, they were just like, oh, yeah, we removed you. Why'd you do that? Well, you know what? We oversell the flights.
We oversold the flight.
Okay, why did you do that? That's just what we do. And so why did we get bumped? We just picked you.
But it was
us and a heart surgeon.
And a heart surgeon is like, I have an operation I have to do tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
it was
Eric
a heart
was
surgeon
on the flight,
too.
He's like, dude, you can have mice. You can go.
Yeah, Eric, that's right. Eric was still set to fly.
Yeah.
And he gave it up for the heart surgeon.
Oh,
probably a good
us.
Idea.
Yeah, so Eric, I think Eric saved a life.
Oh, yeah.
So after that, I mean, that was like, I mean, we were all on the cusp of the show starting and couldn't get
to
it.
They sent us to Washington Dulles.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, and I do remember that.
After that, it was just like, you know, you guys don't seem to have your shit together. I don't think I'm ever going to fly here again. And then, not long after, a little while after, but they beat the shit out of somebody. But that was, I had already vowed to never fly.
That guy didn't die. The dog's gone.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
That's true.
So they're stepping their game up.
They are getting better.
What's next, their job. United?
Who knows? But anyway, so that's number one. And number two, I can't remember now.
Oh, fuck them. They got rid of the screens.
Yeah, why did they do that? That was not a good move. Didn't they send a dog to Tokyo they weren't supposed to? Like, it was supposed to go to Ohio? Maybe they heard someone say Ohio. Ohio yeah. Gozaimashita, you know, and then they just went, well, all right.
Back to our story. They said Kipson were going to Dallas. I'm like, okay, well, we're in, like, Pittsburgh. Why are we going to Dallas?
Yeah.
And then we got in the plane and found we're going to Dulles. And this is awful.
Well, yeah, Dulles was more cool.
It was cooler.
Than Dallas, Texas. Cool. Yeah. So, anyway, check.
So you do get confused.
Isn't Dulles where Die Hard 2 takes place? Washington Dulles Airport? Yes, I think it was.
It is. Maybe.
It's right outside of there. Yeah,
so that was kind of exciting because that's kind of the best one. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're making more of those. There's a new Die Hard movie coming, and I think they're getting. They're finally
there
getting
really
it.
A new Die
They're Hard? Finally getting it. Yeah. 4 and 5 were good steps. Six is where they're going to like. Kill
what's
it.
The new Bruce Willis movie? The
Death Wish. Yeah.
Yeah. They
were How'd that do?
Better than. Everyone I know says better than the original.
Wow.
And yeah.
Maybe. I feel like Bruce Willis.
The original
can't
Death
buy a
Wish
right
is
now.
Not that great.
Is it not?
So it's probably
I haven't seen
the
either, so
check it out. Jeff Goldblum is in the original Death Wish, super young Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
He plays like a street gangster, which is just funny cuz you're like, I know you're Jeff Goldblum. I know you're not a gangster, but okay.
You're not tough.
It was before he was the Jeff Goldblum we know now. Yeah. The sex symbol, Ian Malcolm.
What were you saying?
Oh, it's really quick. I was watching Frasier the other night, and Zooey Deschanel was on that before she was anyone, and she was like blonde with no bangs. Like, what the fuck?
I think she's in that music video with Jimmy Fallon, I think, a long time ago, that idiot boyfriend or whatever, and I don't think people realize that's her either. Huh. But I
heard about
bangs,
you can't tell who the fuck that is. I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah.
What were we going to say, though?
Oh, I was just going to say, Eli Roth did this new Death Wish remake.
Oh, he did? Right, yeah.
And I it's weird. I don't hate that guy. I don't dislike that guy. But I feel like no one said anything good in a long time about, like, any...
of his movies?
Right? What has there been one in...
I like his old
like,
stuff.
Like, I don't see him and go, oh, this guy sucks. I like the dude. But then
he's
it's like Death
Tarantino
Wish, that sucks.
Movies.
And then he did Green...
Inferno?
And I didn't hear good about that.
I haven't seen any of his new stuff.
Yeah.
I've only seen, I think, did he do Cabin Fever?
The original Cabin Fever, yeah. Which, why did they remake that?
I didn't know they
remade
it. Did they remake Cabin Fever?
Like 2 years ago, yeah.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
And everyone I know who saw it was like, why did this happen? This is like the same movie with everything sucked out of it.
And
like,
Cabin Fever is not that fucking old.
No.
And then did he do Hostel?
He
did Hostel.
So like, yeah, I've seen his old stuff. It's fine. I always think of him as a horror guy. I know that Green Inferno is like a remake, or it's basically based off.
Yeah, of his, I think it was
like cannibal films from the '70s. And then this new one is a definite remake of Charles Bronson films.
Yeah, so. I just wonder like what's.
I'm just not as interested as I would be in his original thing.
Yeah.
If he was doing his own thing.
Do another original thing. I'm sure it's that easy that he could just go do it.
Yeah, right.
And someone pays for it. But, I don't know.
I started watching Das Boot this week. It's
How's
good.
That?
It's good. It's great, actually.
Hmm.
It's really long. It's like a 5-6 hour miniseries, so I'm about 2 hours into it. It's all about World War II German submarine crew. I had to stop myself because for a second I was about to say Nazis, but they're not Nazis, actually. They're just German soldiers. And it's really interesting to see a World War II movie about Germans that aren't Nazis, you know?
Yeah.
They talk about Nazis, they talk about Hitler, but they don't really, you know, they're not a part of the Nazi party, which is something you never see because I was watching this movie thinking about like, wow, this is one of the only movies I can think of where it's the German military and they're not characterized as Nazis. Even Wonder Woman, which is World War I, all the Germans are like Nazis in that movie. It's really good. I'm not done with it, so I can't say it is good, but I'm enjoying it so far. So I'll keep you updated, but yeah. I recommend it if you want to check out, if you like World War II stuff, if you want to see it from the eyes of the German side, Das Boot. Good movie about a submarine.
I don't think I have watched shit in the past like week or two. I've just been like busy with stuff.
Doing other stuff?
Yeah.
Finally got to the theater to see Annihilation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that good? Was that Natalie Portman?
I thought it was really good. Yeah, Natalie Portman, I like her in almost everything she's been in. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely like the big draw. And then just a straight up sci-fi genre that I really knew nothing about going in was what I wanted out of it, and that's definitely what I got out of it.
Oh, cool.
Just kind of like
a sci-fi movie?
Its own little, like,
here's a sci-fi movie. It's not based off anything, right? It's just a movie.
I think books. Oh, yeah. Book. Like teen books.
Oh, really? A teen book?
But it's a hard, it's not hard R. I don't know what that means, but it's rated R.
Hmm.
And there's some fucking gore, violence.
But it's not a hard R.
I don't know what a hard R is.
A hard R is like
it's almost, yeah, breaking that.
You're almost X. There's like dicks, and they say fuck.
There's a sex scene.
They say fuck over 100 times.
There's a sex scene.
There's some fuck.
Is it a graphic sex scene? Because that makes it a hard R.
Nope.
Mm. Headshots.
So, it's almost sounding like a hard PG-13. Yeah. But it's actually R. No. Soft R.
Soft R. Soft. I'll give it that. Yeah, it's a soft R.
Yeah.
All right. Solid R.
What's funny about that movie is, I don't know if you guys know this already, but it got distributed here. What studio is it?
Oh, I heard. Paramount? I heard about this.
Man, I can't remember, but this studio, I think it's Paramount.
Yeah.
Got cold feet. And so it came out here in theaters and nowhere else. It is on Netflix in every other country.
What? Annihilation?
It has been
exclusive
for like a week. It's been on Netflix.
Yeah. So like Kojima tweeted about it the other day. And he's like, just put on Netflix and watch Annihilation. That was cool. Yeah. It's like they just had, they like Japan. Got wishy washy on it and went
the UK.
If you have, can you do a trick where you log in and it thinks you're from another country?
You can't.
There's secret tricks.
Are you able to do that with Netflix?
Yep. I'm sure you can watch a YouTube tutorial on how to do it right now.
Because I don't know. Look, I've never done it, so don't come knocking on my door, FBI. I'm just speculating.
Yeah. So, hey, you hear that, Obama? Never tried it.
Don't come knocking.
No, you're listening.
Yeah. Yep. I'm gonna figure that out tonight.
Yeah.
We intent to commit crime.
I saw that Jumanji.
Can't arrest for that.
Can't arrest me for that.
Can't arrest for that.
It's a threat.
Remember? Do you remember the episodes of... Do you remember the episode... Sorry, I know. Jumanji. I want to talk about that in a second.
God, me too.
We get it. Jumanji. Moving on.
No. But I just wanted to say... the episodes of To Catch a Predator, where they would catch these guys, and it would be like, well, you can't. I didn't do anything, so and they would act like they were so like, I'm scot free. I didn't, you know.
I know the law.
Yeah,
didn't do one
Chris
thing.
Chris Hansen would always be like, yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, but then when they'd get them into the station, they'd be like, well, no, you're arrested for intent. And it was always like, I can't do that. I didn't do anything, you know. But what was brilliant is that they would have them like. Hey, I'm a child. Come have sex with me and bring green M&Ms.
Yeah.
And so then they check the truck and go, green M&Ms. Well, we know what you were coming to do. What? It's not a crime to have M&Ms, but it's like, right, but you're arrested for intent.
Right.
Not, you know, but that used to always crack me up. Bring a... You know,
it was always
three bananas and a rake.
And a condom.
You know, and it was, yeah, exactly. And they would bring that, and it's like, well, we knew what you were doing then. You know, oh, come on. Anyway, just reminded me of that. Yeah.
The lucky guy who couldn't get a rake at Home Depot in time, just had the three bananas, got to walk.
I mean, there was a guy who didn't have the stuff, and they weren't able to get them.
And he must have been thinking, I am so glad the store was out of Doritos.
The kid's bring some of the cinnamon Oreos. And tropical Starburst, and come over here and fuck the shit out of me. And the guy's like, "I'm skipping the Oreos and the Starbucks. Yeah. I'm just going to fuck."
That guy walked.
The walk free.
I'm so horny. I can't stop at the store. You walk.
Oh, thank God! Thank God, I was so horny.
Thank God my boner was raging that much that I couldn't get Doritos in time.
Sorry, he'll be on the next season. They'll just catch him down
the line. Yeah, exactly. He'll do it again at some point.
Why don't you have a seat? Looks like you're back again.
Yeah. We know a lot of guys were caught multiple times.
Oh, God.
And Bubker.
So that I think we covered it. That's Jumanji 3 coming out. And that's
I was just going to say that Jumanji is in theaters, but also you can just buy it on digital. which I really like, and I want every movie to do this. Release it in theaters, 2 weeks later, put it out so I can just buy it.
Jumanji came out like 4 months ago.
It's still in
theaters. Dude, that movie is doing so well.
But that's why. Is just leaving so you know.
Jumanji came out, I think, when Star Wars came out.
Yeah, it did.
But it's...
It's that good, Sean.
It's that good. Okay, it's that fucking
they're not doing that, but they fucking should.
When they play that music, dude, it's...
Listen to me.
I think it is later in the year than I think any of us truly realize. Because, man, I was just thinking about that today. Jumanji, speaking of which, there was a review in the chat. Somebody said, and I don't know why this is cracking me up. The review was, Jumanji was good. I was entertained. I wasn't upset, and I wasn't bored. Man, that is a review. That is pretty that good.
No,
right
you know
there.
What?
I'm not even no insult.
I saw Jumanji. That is exactly
that's what you said. No,
how
I
feel. It was like, you know what?
I wasn't upset, and I wasn't.
Rollicking adventure from beginning to end. What was my favorite part? Didn't have one.
Yeah.
Did I hate it? No.
Yeah.
Did I like Jack Black and The Rock? Sure did.
Ruby Roundhouse, don't leave her out. Best part.
You don't need to come to me for the Ruby Roundhouse commentary. Garrett's pretty much got it.
Dance fighting.
Was that your favorite part?
Yes. Fuck yeah. I mean, Jack Black is pretty funny as a girl, you know, like checking her cell phone and, you know, makeup and all those bits.
Yeah.
The usual bits. But Ruby Roundhouse, the dance fighting scene that you got twice.
Dude, you're fucking creeping me out.
Well, you didn't watch the movie?
I saw the movie.
There's a lot there for everyone.
You're just fucking creeping me out right now.
There's a lot there for everyone. I got what I needed out of it.
Yo, you sound like a rapist.
Was it upset?
Garrett couldn't leave the theater when it was over.
Couldn't leave the theater.
I got this.
I might throw up. I might throw up if I move.
Because you got the big tub of popcorn.
Oh, let's have a seat in the theater here. What do you got? Oh, I got popcorn and two sodas. That's exactly what the logs say. Let's read the logs. I want some snacks.
I mean, everyone brought popcorn and two Cokes. I mean, that's
the standard combo deal.
Who doesn't buy that?
All right. Well, you're free to leave.
She was bad at dancing. That's
no way, dude. Not from where I was sitting.
All right. Man.
Woo! Awkward.
Enough said. I'll see that. It is digital. I was going to watch that in the next few days. No,
I mean, I didn't see it.
What?
Haven't seen it. Oh,
I can't tell you.
I totally forgot.
It's for your kids, you know?
The movie?
Yeah.
It is a completely enjoyable yet not groundbreaking movie.
Yeah. It's safe.
It's nothing. 20 years from now, the film critics, the film historians, aren't going to be writing essays about Jumanji 2.
Right.
Okay, but, you know, it's a good way to pass a couple of hours. Mm. You got nothing better to do? Check out Jumanji. Okay, real question. You didn't see it. You saw it, yeah?
What?
The new Jumanji.
Oh, he saw it, clearly.
You see the original Jumanji?
Yes.
Which do you like better?
And Zathura, the space...
You saw Zathura, too?
So what's your favorite of
these three?
I'm into the world. I'm into the world building. I would say the first Jumanji is just... Robin Williams is such an iconic kind of classic. Also, there's the nostalgia, so I would pick that one.
Kirsten Dunst, bro. She's good in that movie, too.
Get that dunced.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, it's hard. I, too, feel nostalgia for the original Jumanji, but I saw it recently. It's not that great of a movie.
Really? I was never into the original.
I loved it as a kid.
Yeah,
me, too.
I watched it as an adult. It's like, I see now why my dad didn't like this movie when it came out. You know, it's a little corny.
I had the Jumanji board game that I bought with my allowance.
I was not into it. I just had the book.
You know what? I would say the new Jumanji is just as good. They're equal, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're super different. What I have to hand it to this Jumanji for, they didn't just redo the same movie. You know, it's completely different take on it. I don't even know if it was originally meant to be a Jumanji movie or if they just took a different movie and slapped Jumanji on it. Because it's so far removed from what the original Jumanji was.
There's a couple references, though, like to it being in the same universe and everything.
But it's literally like...
Not very many, though.
The board game decided nobody likes board games, so now it's a video game.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, is that how it...
It's magic.
The game... I don't know. Is the game evil? Like
evolves.
It decided to become a video game to trap new... teenagers because that's what's relevant. I don't know.
Interesting.
Too much thought dedicated to Jumanji. I'm starting to realize shouldn't be spending this much time. Jumanjiverse.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
You could go into the Jumanjiverse for years,
which is weird. Now own it on digital. It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, but you know it's funny because I buy my shit. I buy shit physically when new movies come out and whatever, some classic ones too. I get shit physically because frankly I think it looks better, and now that things are going 4K. 4K shit on a disc looks better. I am super anal on that stuff. I know streaming is more whatever, but whatever. I'll buy shit physically. But like Disaster Artist came out. I love it.
Oh, I got
it. It's on a regular Blu-ray. Okay, I guess I could buy that. But on iTunes, it's 4K, HDR, Dolby Vision, all this fancy shit, and it's like, oh, so it's better. Like, I guess I'm buying this digitally. You know, like,
but see,
normally me, I wouldn't, but that's a better version. Ooh. So, you know, it's like, and that's it costs first. The same. So.
But for me, it's like, does this Disaster Artist, do I care about the 4K for that movie? Like,
no,
I
but,
don't.
But, it,
really.
But if it's the same price, why buy a lesser one that I have to keep on a shelf?
Sure.
Versus, you know what I mean? Like,
because the internet goes out.
In that situation, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, maybe.
I'm just coming off.
But you can download it.
4 days of no internet.
Oh, well, yeah, what the hell happened with you?
When it rains.
They came, I was here editing the other night. I was here editing the other night, and Garrett came in.
You lose internet when it rains?
Pretty much.
Really?
Like clockwork, yeah.
Dude,
whoa.
Garrett.
Because Garrett came in. We were editing. Kevin was working here, too, and suddenly it's like, what the hell? Garrett's here. And Garrett was with Trish, and he was like, yeah, we're hanging out.
Yeah,
hi. It's like, what?
Came into the PPS office and set up so I could play video games this weekend.
I've never seen, this is like a 10-year struggle for you to have internet. Like, this is insane. I can't believe
it's just
that
the service,
doing this.
The service that they provide is just not very
your
good.
Your house is perfect for you in every way except for this.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
like the one thing.
I'm working on it.
Why would the rain end the internet? Why would
there's,
that happen?
There's a junction box down the street somewhere that gets wet.
Oh, is
it
that really,
you know,
what it is?
It doesn't rain in San Diego that often, but when it does, I guess there's this unprotected area. I've never seen this with my own eyes, but every time it rains, I call. They send a tech. It takes 3 days. But then the tech calls me and goes, yeah, this board was fried. We replaced it. It's fixed.
Why don't they just do something to protect it? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know these things.
Just put a trash bag over it.
I wish I could like go down there with the guy and like
look
yes.
over. But you know, you can't do that.
I bet you can.
I'm working with a competitor to get a different service in there.
Do it, Garrett.
Well, it's
sock it to them.
I'm getting prices and everything, and it's up there.
Yeah, they want. I mean, I don't want. You know, I'm going into your business here, but they want a lot of money.
It's in the
from.
Yeah, it's in the couple thousands, like
couple thousand,
11,000.
Yeah, to, for
11,000.
So for it,
that's
for
pricey
them,
internet.
For them to make it work, for it to be worthwhile, for them to connect. Good internet to Garrett's area. He's just in this weird dead zone, and they want all these. It would be thousands and thousands to hook it up just right there. So yeah, are you willing to pay that? And it's like, what the fuck?
And there's an option. I'm working an option to where maybe I can do this labor intensive stuff, like running the trench and the conduit myself. But still, like, do I have the time for that right now? Like, I don't need another project.
Hey, give me 7,000 for you.
But also,
doesn't need to be good.
What I've been kind of like debating about is putting all this money or effort into trying to finally get good internet at the house when like right around the corner some type of like wireless new way to receive the internet is going to be
Google
like
fiber.
There's no need for this.
Well, I just feel like the house up from you has good internet. The house next to you has good internet.
All my neighbors.
It's just you.
You know what you should do? There's a here in San Diego local news you can contact. Call Consumer Bob or Michael
call
Turco.
Call Consumer Bob.
Actually,
get NBC involved.
I got the state. I got the city involved
to get as far
as I had because I couldn't. I've been doing this since I did it in 2013. I did it again in 2015, and I can get nowhere. I get so fed up that I just go away, which is what they want.
Oh, yeah.
And this time I got the city of San Diego involved, and I started emailing some people that started emailing other representatives at this company that deal with the city. And then, like, that next day I got a fucking phone call from someone in this construction department to where I'm finally talking to someone about the feasibility of doing the work myself and how much would it actually cost and give me a real quote, not an insano quote. just to scare me off.
Yeah, and then, Insano, stay out of this.
But here's my day. Like, I devote probably an hour to every other day to keeping on this.
Wow.
Since February 1st.
Yeah.
Jesus. So now I'm like over a month in. Like, I mean, and looking at the paycheck at the, or looking at this like cost that might be
$11,000, like, and then you have to pay for internet every month too. Like
that. Yeah.
You should get it forever for free at that point.
Speaking of things that are ongoing and annoying like yeah. that. I don't think I ever brought this up on the podcast, but this it's came back into my life and I can't believe it. In late October 2016, I was involved in an accident, a car accident. I was editing something.
It happens.
Kind of late, and I was like, shit, I'm hungry. What's open? Oh, Chinese food sounds good. That's it. Drove down the street, get some Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
And as I turn into the parking lot, as I'm turning, I start to hear, I'm like, it sounds like cars are hitting each other or something. Is that, oh, it's getting closer. Something going to hit me? Is something? And then I just felt a, like, yeah, something hit me. Damn. Yeah, fuck. I better, yeah. Pulled over into the parking lot.
Yeah.
And yes, yeah, someone, there was a big chain of cars and someone at like warp speed hit one, which hit going, the other. And the, yeah. So like all these accordioned cars. And then a car that wasn't that bad after me. And then the car behind me barely tapped me.
Yeah.
I had a little scratch on little scratch on my bumper, you know, nothing too bad. And so the police were there, got there, and they were like, you know, you're it really barely hit you, but you better exchange info, you know, whatever. That way, you know, you never know. Just get the info and then we'll do it. You know, okay. And it was so many people involved in this one accident, and like so many people either like didn't have insurance or did, and it was like the worst insurance ever or something like that. Anyway, it's been so every month after that, I would get an update. We don't know how we're gonna do this.
Whoa.
Okay, thanks for the update. Whoever assumed fault, like whatever, the company, the insurance company. And then the next month I get another letter. Yeah, we're still looking at this. We're lost. Thanks. And then, you know, I mean, that was October.
We don't know
And it was
shit.
January and I'm getting a thing. Yeah, we are still just...
heads up our asses.
Yeah, we just don't... There's so much damage and we don't even know where to begin. Thanks. That went on all through 2017.
Wow.
It became a year. It was last fall, and I got another letter. Hey, we are just stumped. We don't even... So they called me. Hey, just so you know, we know that you had some damage, so we don't even know where to begin. Yeah, I know. It's been a year, and you're still contact. Yeah, so we don't even know, because they there's only, you know, so much... We can go around and we don't know what to do. And I told them, I'm like, don't contact me anymore. They were like, what? What? But you were involved. I was like, I don't, it was a little scratch and I don't care. I would rather not hear about this anymore. Okay. And I never did. And then 2 days ago, I got a call from a new company. Hey, so this just went into, I mean, we're in arbitration now.
Oh, fuck,
we don't, man. No one knows what to do. Can you just run it past us? Yeah, I went to get Chinese food. I was going to get walnut shrimp, and I heard a noise, and then there was a scratch on my bumper. That's it? I mean, there's nothing else? No, that's it, and I don't care if anything happens. I am, like, so removed from it, and now they're, like, calling me all the time. Well, I mean, we still don't. So, anyway, it's been, like, 2 years, and no one knows how to handle this. But didn't something like that happen to you, Derek, where, like, somebody you didn't have insurance, like, hit you or something, or some... incident like that, or
it
gets like way more complicated or something, right?
I think my insurance just paid for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and that was just it.
Yeah,
they were like, we'll pay for it and we'll go after that guy, don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, uh-huh. With me, it was like, yeah, I don't care about it, it really wasn't that big of a thing.
But you should just
tell
them,
just keep like trying to like do something
for
me. If
they call you back, if I were you, it's been so long. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Tell us this incident. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know why you're calling me.
Yeah.
Was I involved in an accident? We're talking 2 years ago, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So they called me. He's like, I'm sorry. This is just a formality, but I got to ask you all these details. And every one of them was, yeah, this was 2 years ago. I don't know. Okay, well, what was how did the weather feel that day? Are you fucking serious? And then when it was over, he ended it. He's like, okay, I recorded all that, you know, whatever, you know about. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, and I'm good to do that. Yeah. And then we ended it. He's like, yeah, so now that we're off, I'm just letting you know we're wasting your time and mine, but I don't know why we're doing this. But it was like anyway.
Right, moving on.
But it's just funny. Sometimes when you want a company to do something for you, it's like moving mountains and they won't do it. But this, it's like everyone's trying to get me a free bumper and I don't fucking want it.
Right.
It's like, what kind of Murphy's Law shit is this? So anyway.
Actually, when you gave them the information, you asked for this, Rocco.
I know, and I didn't even want it. Even the police officer was like, "You're not well."
This should have been like, "Hey,
just put your out of mind in. The second you walked away." But here you are.
I was about to let me just go chicken. Get. Yeah, I was like, "There's orange chicken over here. I'm just gonna go do that." Nah, I better give the info. I shouldn't have done it. That was
don't listen to the cops. That's.
I remember when I was a kid. Once I was in a parking lot, and I was in my mom's car. She was driving, and somebody bumped her from behind, just like you did, and it was like. Boom! Oh my God, we just got hit. What are we gonna do? My mom's like, forget about it, and just drove off. Just avoided the whole mess.
Yeah.
So next time, it's
I guess
a little,
if you're the one who gets hit and drive off,
if
that's
it's a
not
little
illegal,
tiny bump
right?
like that, yeah. and you don't give a shit, just fucking drive away.
I mean, one time I was driving to Disneyland and I didn't see a car in front of me that stopped, and I smacked right into him. The guy got out with his car. I was like, I hate this van anyways. Just whatever. And he walked away and drove off. Like, oh, thank you.
That exact situation happened to me, and it was just. I just brain farted and I didn't. Oh, I'm not breaking it time. Dunk. Oh, man. And the girl got out and was like, it's peace and love, man. I don't know. It's not falling apart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, stoner.
Yeah. Yeah. She had those Grateful Dead bears on her
peace and love
back window.
Did you even hit me?
It's all good. And I remember I was like, maybe I should just in case I'll jot down the license plate and take a picture. And it was the first iPhone, and it was like, she was, for a second, she wasn't bothered by the accident. She didn't know what I was doing. Like, it was like, whoa. What is that? It's an iPhone? Oh, it's a phone? It's like, what did she think I was, like, doing Star Trek shit or something? Like, Captain's Log? Like, what? Anyway. Yeah.
Setting phaser to stun.
But anyway, yeah, she, as the chat says, she's probably high as hell.
Probably high as hell. Hey, I want to take some phone calls, so maybe we should wrap this up and move into the after show.
What? Take some phone calls? Oh, like Skype?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just had personal shit you had to...
I just want to make... I just want to call
insurance.
My lady
call the insurance company.
Talk sex on the phone.
Hey, what's up?
We got some
Ruby Brown House dancing moves.
Yeah. Well, we can do that, but we have an important thing to get to.
Oh, that's right. Tune back in, everybody.
Everyone, if you're not watching right now, tune back in. There was a guy who put on Twitter, some news guy or something the other day tweeted, I'm having trouble with people seeing my tweets. If you're seeing that, here's a poll. Can you see this tweet? Yes or no? And that just blew my mind. Anyway, I don't remember where that
everyone
was.
Everyone said no,
that
right?
That blew my mind.
I'm going to have that exact tweet out tonight.
Can you see this tweet? Yes or no?
No.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Everybody's saying no. I think I'm having problems.
No one's seeing it.
Everyone voted no.
Twitter, no one's seeing this.
Who the fuck saw my tweet?
I could go all day about that. But anyway, okay, so... Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. It's keynote time. Surprise keynote.
Whoa.
That's right. If you're going to be in Boston this spring, April 5th through the 8th, then you can come see us at PAX East 2018. That's right. PAX East, we're going to be there the whole weekend. Mega 64 YouTube vlogger apology panel, we're so sorry, is Saturday, April 7th at 8 p.m. in the Albatross Theater. That panel is going to be off the chain. We're going to show some great stuff. We got a nice primetime slot.
Mm.
Now, tickets are sold out that day.
Oh.
So figure it out. You have to find a way. You're going to have to figure it out. But tickets are still available for Thursday of the show because it's more days this year. They've never been on a Thursday. There's still tickets for Thursday and I think a few for Sunday. So it's not impossible to come see us at our booth. In fact, our booth is 22017, and we're all going to be there. And we're going to obviously have all our classic items in stock. We're bringing the scarf back. I know a lot of people last year needed that scarf.
It was so fucking cold.
So damn cold. And you better get one. If you want a scarf, get it soon, because last year... I took about 8 from the booth just to wrap myself when I went outside, just to like make myself look like a ninja.
I never realized how you like you needed a scarf to survive because you had to breathe through it. There was no other way to like get through the fucking thing.
It's the air so cold that you couldn't like get it into your lungs.
Yeah, yes, it hurt. It hurt your face. You had to protect your face, and I never.
I've said it before. I can deal with cold, but when the wind kicks in, it's like throwing knives at you.
I think
you.
It was
like,
snowing in
God.
Boston like 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
I think it's still. It may still be cold there. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, in any case, we're gonna be at the booth. Garrett won't be with us this year. Garrett will not be with us.
Sadly, sorry.
But everybody else is gonna be there. Kevin's gonna be there. Meg is gonna be with us this time, so that's cool.
Nice.
So come if you have, you know, Derek and Meg will both be there. So if you have Heart Slayers questions, IRL. Relationship problems.
Dude, you can give like some one-on-one.
Just
hit us up.
Point blank, ask them. Don't preface it. Just walk up with relationship problems.
You know, we recorded the latest episode of Heart Slayers on Tuesday this week. Best episode ever.
Whoa!
Really?
Yeah. We got lots of wonderful calls, amazing emails. That'll actually be going up tomorrow, so keep an eye out.
Hell yeah.
Nice. And thank you to everybody who participates in Heart Slayers. Yeah, we both will be there, so let's do it. Maybe we can record one.
Ooh, that'd be cool, live.
In Boston.
Because Boston people, they have different problems.
Yeah.
You know, and they're in another time zone, so maybe they can't call in or something like that. But Boston, they're going to be like, they're going to say whoever they're in a relationship with is a wicked pissa.
What does that mean?
So we don't know yet. We haven't figured it out.
When we go to Boston,
it's like
we'll
a Boston slang.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll all be at the booth the whole show, so come visit us. But now is the time, now is the best time to reveal some of the stuff we're going to have there. In addition to all the classic items, you know, you saw some of them there, but we're going to have a whole slew of stuff. But we got some new stuff as well. I'm very excited to debut. And one of them, an item that we always get asked about, always for years have been asked about, is can you guys please do another beanie? Can you please do a beanie? I'm cold. I want to put something on my head.
Warm these ears
Guess
up.
What? This year we have a new beanie for you. Here it is. Bam. The Mega 64 beanie is going to be at the booth available for the first time at our PAX East booth.
Nice.
So finally, and it's cute. You know, you're going to get some of that, you know, stylishness on your head.
It looks beautiful, flesh tone.
Look at that.
Beautiful. It's pink, and you know
cosplay
pink.
Cosplay as the tip of a wiener.
Yeah.
Yep. That's really the dream.
It's got that fold, that rim, like the head.
It does.
It's perfect.
All right. So the next item we're going to have there, you guys have seen it before. We had a very successful pre-order campaign for this beautiful item. Sean's new long sleeve decay shirt will be at PAX East for the first time.
Yeah.
Those who have...
That those sounds like that. He's making that noise.
It does.
Yeah. It's Wilhelm.
Oh, there you go.
That item, those who have pre-ordered that item, you're going to get yours very soon, probably right after PAX. But the people going to PAX, you're going to get it first thing. You're going to be wearing it there. But you may say, oh, wow, I like that long sleeve. I really dig the long sleeve style. I like what you're doing.
Mm.
In the words of Yoda, there is another. Derek? I was going to let Derek do a whole intro to that. Wait, off? Derek.
Yeah.
Hype this up.
You're sitting at home looking like a slob. You're looking at yourself in the mirror. We've watched the new season of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on Netflix. And you say, if the Fab Five saw me wearing this shit, they would fucking pounce on me like a pack of wild pumas on a fucking bloody steak. They'd rip me apart. And then your eyes see the Japanese kanji. The throwback, it looks like a GameCube logo. That's not GameCube. What is that? Is that a fucking Mega 64 shirt? It looks like it's from fucking late 90s or like it's a shirt from the year 2000 from Tokyo. Oh, shit. Wait till a Fab Five get a load of this.
Carson's gonna come.
And then you can buy it at PAX.
PAX East. It will be available. Oh, man. That was intense.
That's good.
That was good.
I like that. The long sleeve.
That must be it.
In case there's some fear, in case there's fear, though, so maybe some people, you got hot arms.
There's more?
Your arms are just sweating and you're scared. I can't do long sleeves. I got a symptom.
You're afraid of rolling them up.
You know?
Symptomatic fear of rolling
not,
up.
Fear not. Fear not. Because we have a new shirt for you, too. From the mind of Jason Cryer, I present to you the Zone 64 shirt. Very spiritual, very psychotic, whoa, very unusual, cybernetic,
wow,
shirt from a digital place.
Look at that.
And a cybernetic state of mind that will be available for the first time at PAX East.
Yeah.
And I hope you're ready to enter the Zone 64, as I said the name was.
Zone, that's cool.
This next item is an exclusive. It will only be at PAX East. It will not be online. You have to come to PAX East. It's based on some feedback we got. We, on our Patreon, we have a gift that will soon be reaching a lot of people that are in our top tier. We were shipping out a lunchbox coming very soon. A lot of people will have them very soon. That featured some really, really awesome artwork by Daniel Dussault on it. And a lot of people really liked that artwork and felt that it should be a print. Well, if you're going to PAX East, it is one. Here it is.
You got
the
it,
PAX
baby.
East exclusive poster, available exclusively at the Mega 64 booth. So you're going to want to pick that up. On the next exclusive. Hi.
Hey.
Is one you've seen before, but this is your last chance to get it. The Neuro Elite sweatshirt.
Last chance.
This is a con exclusive. We bent the rules a little bit on Black Friday. We offered these, but then they were gone. But this, if you wanted to pick these up at a convention, it is a con exclusive. And that, for all intents and purposes, this is the last con we're going to have it. So if you want it, this is it.
Into
if you're in Boston,
winter,
that's going to be it. For that classic item. But Mariel, the artist who did that wonderful sweatshirt, she said, "I'm not done." I thought that would be the last thing she
what?
Did for us.
I
she
thought
said,
that'd be it.
She said, "No, I'm not done."
Thought she was over after
I that? Thought she was ready to walk away, and she said, "No, I have one last thing to do before I die."
Wow.
Because it's not looking good. That's another story.
Hmm.
She did something, but it's something that's never been done before. I don't think anyone's ever done this. This is groundbreaking. What she did for us, this new item.
Something that's never been done before.
Yes. It's a set. It's not. It's a two-part saga.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dream Hoodie.
Whoa!
This will be available for the first time.
Look at
that. At PAX East. This incredible hoodie has a lot of detail to it.
Whoa.
And it's a pleasant, dreamlike experience.
Look at that zip.
But what's this I'm noticing here?
What?
Zipper? Why would there be a zipper running down this poor girl's face?
That's terrible.
Because you unzip and there you will see a terrifying image.
What?
I could have set this up a lot better.
You will unzip
this girl
and see fly.
Has a lot of nightmares.
Nice.
Presenting the nightmare shirt.
What?
As a set, both items, you can wear the hoodie and reveal her terrifying nightmares.
Oh
fuck.
Beneath. The Dream Hoodie and the Nightmare Shirt together will be at PAX East. But we're doing something nice for everyone at home. If you are not able to attend PAX East, we're going to have a pre-order Friday, March 24th. At 10 a.m. at our store, because every year, last year I think we debuted the Neuro shirt there,
yeah.
And it was so long before people at home were able to get them.
Right.
It was like months afterwards that we were even able to, and they were gone in 2 seconds. And then we did a pre-order, and people didn't have them until summer. It was a whole thing. So this year we're going to do that ahead of time. Friday, March 24th, we will have a pre-order for those items for those who can't go. But if you're going to PAX East, we'll have them in stock. So
nice.
Damn.
Check those out. And thank you to all the wonderful, thank you to everyone who, one, supports us and goes to PAX East and is going to visit us. But also the great artists that did all this stuff. We know a lot of talented people. Couldn't do it without them.
I think March 24th is a Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah, I think the 23rd.
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 I just read what was on the thing.
A day sooner than we thought.
Friday, March 23rd. Sorry. On Tuesday, just hand write over it.
I'm going to handwrite it.
Yeah, don't handwrite. Type it. That's a way, that takes too long.
Do like a graffiti effect.
Yeah, MS Paint. Yeah. Okay. Whatever you got to do.
MS Paint, spray can.
Got it. Okay.
March 23rd.
Yep.
That will go up.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. So that there you go. There you have it. All the plans so far for PAX East in Boston. We hope that you can join us and attend, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah. There may be other stuff to come. Stay tuned. But for now, there you have it.
There good night.
Is there like a final? I feel like it.
Oh, I thought that was a high note to end on.
Was it?
Just like merch hype. Like, yeah.
So perfect.
I feel like it could have been a funnier ending. Like, we could have done a funnier. Like,
but I mean, we're about the business now. You know, we want to get out the latest and greatest. The
everybody was like
collection.
Really, really stoked on everything. Oh, and shit. It was like a really high moment.
Oh, shit.
I saw the chat. They were saying, you know, she got demons.
Now we kind of dropped into a lull.
Oh, man.
Kind of trying to end it big.
I'm with you. I thought you wanted to take some phone calls.
I did, and I do.
We had kind of the perfect way to wrap it up.
I guess we're not funny enough for Rocco.
Well, I just thought he'd do like a goof.
Sitting over there introducing his fucking dual shirt technology. No, it's not funny. So I don't know what you want me to tell you.
He prototyped the whole zipper hoodie.
Well, you know, I'm trying to.
Handwritten shirt. It's his whole prototype he did.
Do a bit.
I mean, I wanted to sell this, but Derek threw a fucking fit the second I walked on the set.
I don't think you own the name. Steve.
Highlighted
you could
your
do that.
Homemade shirt, that, which, by the way,
that was for the camera.
You wasted a Mega 64 piece of merchandise that we could have made a little scratch
you
on.
You could still sell this.
Cold you're not gonna dough for the. For
I thought that was your personal
here.
Shirt.
Hold
okay,
on.
Electric bill doesn't pay itself, Mister. Oh, homemade Steve Jobs shirt with a bent fork underneath. What the fuck does the bent fork
that's
even represent?
Hold on.
I don't
let
get
me
it.
Just let me just make something clear.
Okay.
We
okay.
can still sell this shirt. Because watch this. Hey, anybody in the chat, if you were going to buy this shirt, would you care if that was on the back? You're going to see all no's. Watch.
But they're not going to buy the shirt.
I don't think that we could let.
He paid double for it. Physically. Derek, I made money. I'm going to buy you a pizza.
I see a lot of no.
I'm going to buy you a pizza. Wait, what was the question? You wouldn't buy it?
They would not buy it.
Or no, they're saying they wouldn't mind. So no, that's a good thing.
No, there's a lot of nays.
Yes, they would buy it.
See? Better be on discount is what I read. And a maybe.
Well, someone said they'd sell it for double.
Nah, in all caps.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of like your signature. Maybe you could get double. Get $500 on eBay, I saw.
$500 on eBay?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
still waiting for a better note to end this on because we can't. We were here, and now we're down to
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's not. I agree with Derek.
I mean, on Tuesday, you could cut it when we were there. I mean, that's a little bit revisionist history, but.
Would you do that? Feel comfortable cutting it early?
I feel very comfortable doing
it. You like cutting it early.
No.
What I'm saying.
No.
That's your style, cutting it early, cutting out early.
No, I'm in for the long haul.
Wait, someone in the chat said someone fart.
I can't.
Yeah, I got no gases.
I shit my pants.
Do it.
Yeah, just shit.
Just try.
I got it.
Hey, you know what? Just try.
Yeah, just try.
Yeah, can you try to fart?
But shit?
I can't do it. You guys got nothing in the tank.
I wish I could suck air into my butt at will and just...
Like go prone and like, inhale some air,
you know,
into your colon.
You can make yourself burp whenever you want, but who can make themselves fart whenever they want?
This is a great ending.
There's people that can. Will the Farter can do that.
Yeah. Will the Farter?
I wish I was Will the Farter.
And then there's
who the fuck is Will?
He was in one of the Jackass movies.
But he's on Howard Stern all the time.
He's always
He's also
he's famous.
Yeah, he does a. Fetish videos.
I didn't realize we were talking about a famous person. Yes, Will the Farter.
Or Brutal Master, depending
on
where
Master,
you see him.
Brutal Master, yeah, he does some side work. Moonlighting. Come on, get it out, Sean.
Do that with your ass.
Yeah, you gotta get it up in the air and like suck
it in.
You have to like
you're the one that got
in.
Us number one on Reddit, so Garrett should be the one teaching us.
Hold on.
I can't.
You can do it. I'm trying to suck air into my
ass. You need the whole couch.
What muscle do you even clench to do that?
I can't.
I need the whole couch. It's your stomach. You got to suck your stomach in. Like your abdomen.
Hold on.
I can't do it.
No, get it up.
I can't do it.
Your butt's down low. Get it up higher.
I don't know. This is just... If anything, I feel like I have to pee.
Get it up.
I'm trying. I can't do it.
Your keys hit me in the chin. Now suck in.
Okay. Shake it until you get something.
I'm sucking it in.
Shake him out. Shake the fart out.
Open. Yes. Spread him open.
Make him. Don't let him go anywhere.
He's trying to leave.
Hold on to this motherfucker.
He's trying to leave.
Oh, did he say goodnight? Because I think he's trying to
leave.
You're
not leaving until we get a fart.
I can't.
Spread him out a little more. Just spread him out a little more.
Make a fart.
I can't.
I'm trying to spread it.
I got this iron grip locked on. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that'll work. Now suck in with your stomach here. Right. Suck in your diaphragm here.
Here we go.
Get out of there.
Good night.